And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You may have heard about this Fat Bear Week that was happening over in Alaska. Now, the Alaska Brooks River in Katmai National Park has been doing this for years, right? And basically, before all the bears there, it pits brown bear against brown bear, right?
Okay.
And it's right before they go into their hibernation. So they try and watch them over a week period, and everyone chooses who the fattest, most chonkiest bear is.
Right.
And that bear is named the Fat Bear Week winner.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, cool. All right.
So people love this, and it's been a really cute thing that they do online, and a lot of people get behind. It's kind of like a niche thing, and people even make little artworks about it now, like, oh, welcome to Fat Bear Week and stuff. Now Shark Week's like a massive thing in the States.
Yeah,
yeah. This is kind of like a little offset from that, from Fat Bear Week, right?
Yeah, cool.
So they have a whole bunch of bears, and there's like, okay, these are the top 10 bears. These are the fattest ones. This one's bear 735, and this one's bear 402. And then they have little nicknames and stuff, and then people vote, okay? People vote for them.
Better if they have nicknames.
Yeah, and then they go semifinals.
Yeah.
And then there's finals, right? So, voters have said this is just a wholesome, beautiful thing to do. But you know how cheating has been popping up everywhere lately?
Yeah.
Like the anal beads in chess.
Yes.
And the putting weights in fish that I spoke about last week as well.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, this was rocked by people putting in fraudulent votes.
Oh, my God.
People have been spamming a bear by the name of 435, also known as Holly.
Yeah.
It was her first Fat Bear Week entry this year.
Yeah, okay.
And apparently the organisers were spammed with 9,000 votes in a short space of time.
That's so weird. Why?
And they were like, this is not real. Someone is trying to skew the results in Holly's favour. Now, I thought this was the whole point of it, right? If you love Holly, you will vote for Holly. I mean, you know what I mean?
But if you, like, work out a way to get a spam bot to just vote and vote and vote and vote,
yes,
then that's not really part, it's not in the spirit of it, is it?
Yeah, well, the organiser said this was the first attempt to undermine the process. Like bears stuff their face with fish, our ballot box too has been stuffed. It appears someone has decided to spam the Fat Bear Week poll, but fortunately, it's easy for us to tell which votes are fraudulent, and we've discarded the fake votes, and today's official votes are. Now, there is a bear that has won.
Yeah.
Voting with 37,940 votes against Holly's 30,430 votes, okay?
Right.
And that bear is Bear 747, a.k.a. Bear Force One.
Yeah. Great
winning,
name.
Winning for the second year,
wow.
2022 champion, the biggest, the best. Time to celebrate and do the happy dance jumbo jet jiggles, according to
amazing
this Twitter page. So this fat bear now, with this beautiful crown, I mean, I don't know if they get some extra salmon. I mean, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
That would be, yeah.
Like everyone votes for him and then they get like a big salmon.
Yeah.
I don't know. But now the bears just, you know, they go into hibernation for the northern winter and they will lose 50% of their body fat.
Right. They come out looking
looking summer fit.
Summer bodies are made in winter.
That's it.
While you're sleeping.
Well, that's why I nap all the time, Tom.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm starting to see the logic behind that.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
You know how I said I was organising a bit of a mates catch-up and it was in November, so it was a bit hard. It was up in Melbourne and because there's 8 of us, right, it was hard to, one, book something that didn't involve a set menu, two, book something that didn't require you to pay for it up front.
Yes.
For 8 people.
Okay.
For like an $89 a head menu. Like, who's got that money just sitting around?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's been,
mate, Hospo's done it tough, though.
I know they've done it tough. I get it. But that's why I want to come and give you money.
Yeah.
I just can't give you the money right now.
Yeah.
And I can't pay for 8 people.
Yeah.
By myself. Right?
I get it.
Anyway, there was a few places that I was looking at.
Mm.
And one of them happened to be this place, Pinchy's, in Melbourne.
Can I just ask? Why didn't you just separate the wheat from the chaff? Cut off a couple of the probably lower end.
No, they're,
friends.
They're all top end, mate. They're all top. You can't cut. So anyway, I decided to email them because they were like, if you have a table of eight, you have to have a set menu. Look like a nice set menu. But I thought, you know what? I'm just going to email them anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, g'day team. I'm Lauren. I have the hectic task of organising a dinner of eight people. We're finally set it on a date and we'd absolutely love to come celebrate with your fine fishy selves.
Great.
Because they fish and they seafood place.
That's fine, I assumed.
But we see that a booking of eight people requires a set menu. Now, you know how there's always a couple of pains in the A in every group.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, there's a few in my group that are not keen on the set menu and would prefer to, quote, spend money on drinks. I know it's cheeky of me to ask, but is there any possible way of having two tables of four booked next to each other to alleviate my personal pain and suffering?
Nice.
If you need to tell me to piss off, I understand. I promise. Girls got to ask. Cheers, lobsters. Hopefully chat soon. And they wrote back, hiya, Lauren. Love it. So true. Every group has them. And if you ever worked in hospo, you know how tough it can be.
Yeah, I bet.
Let's see what we can do. There's eight of you, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So they came, look, this is why we do it. Because it takes strain off the kitchen and everything and we really want to make sure that you all get food at the same time and sure. It all comes out hot and all of that. But, look, I'm thinking maybe if you have eight guests and there's maybe two of them that don't want the same menu, we can try and work something out for you. Bear in mind, I emailed other people and yeah. They were like, flat out, no.
Did you have the same kind of snappy tone and fun frivolity involved with all your emails or just that one?
Just this one in particular,
I thought so, yeah,
right?
That was very well written, that email.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So this is the thing, right? And they said, enjoy your day and thank you for the giggle.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. Bless. So I wrote back, oh, you're a blessing, Felicia. That was her name. Thank you so much for getting back to me. I totally understand how these things work. If only the P's in the A did, hey? I really appreciate you throwing out some potential solutions for me. I liked you lobsters before. Now I have actual strong feelings.
Now you're laying on a bit, it on a bit thick.
No,
I think,
no, no.
So.
I think I'm nice. No. I think I'm in my I'm niche. I have been overruled, unfortunately, on this occasion, and the masses are pushing me elsewhere, but your kindness will not be forgotten. It's the best compliment ever that I gave you a giggle. You gave me faith in the human race. Until next time, fishy
way
friend.
Way too thick.
Not way, way too thick.
You don't know Felicia. You don't know her.
Guess what? This is why I'm chuffed, mate. She replied, I cannot wait to meet you one day when you come in. Your emails brought such a smile to my face. Don't let anyone take that from you. Now go enjoy your day. And guess what? I'm not going to let anyone take it from me.
Specifically me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The other day, like about 3 days ago, Carly got a notification. She gets Netflix notifications, right, on her phone.
Oh, to say what? Someone's watching? Or...
No, to say like, hey, have you tried this? Or hey, here's a suggestion for you. We've got this new show.
Yeah.
Right? So... she got two in the same day.
Mm.
The first one said, suggestions for Kalia, and then have you, there's something about Everest or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. And then later that day, she got another Netflix notification, but it said, suggestions for swear word. And have you heard about this other show, right?
Swear word? What letter swear word? Just so I'm in.
M and F.
Wow!
M and effort.
I'd be like, wow, they really know me. Yes. Mm. Okay.
So, Carla sent me a screenshot. She's like, what do you reckon this is about?
Yeah.
And I thought, that's very strange, isn't it? I was like, is that like, my first thought didn't go to hacking. My first thought went to, is there a problem with Netflix? Is there something happening? There's like a glitch going on with Netflix or whatever. So then Carla went and had a look at our Netflix login.
Mm.
And, you know, because you're already saved. You just can log straight in. You don't need. So she's logged in, and we've got three accounts. We've got one for us,
mm-hmm.
we've got one for the kids,
yeah.
and we've got one for my stepdad and my mum, right? So our account had been changed to M to F, the name. Theirs had also been changed to another swear word, which I can't even insinuate.
Okay.
And then the kids' account had been changed so that it wasn't a kids' account anymore. It was like right up to R18+. And it was the title of the login was Hacked by Urban Hackers.
Oh, Hacked by Urban Hackers. Okay.
So they're
signing their crime.
They left a little calling card.
Yeah. Okay.
So Carly changed the names of the accounts back, changed the restriction on the kids one, changed the password, and that's it.
Okay, I can't find anything about them.
Urban hackers. Yeah, no, I thought I should Google. I didn't get around to it. But
okay, that's odd. I had someone once log into my Netflix too, just add another account, and it said new login from Thailand or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, I remember you telling us about this.
Yeah, why? But then nothing kind of happened after that. They just kind of went in there with the Netflix and then that was it.
Yeah.
So
well, these urban hackers guys seem like they are doing it just to show that they can do it and just to be pests, right? So changing our account names to, or our logins to swear words, hilarious guys, but not actually trying to steal any sort of bank details or you like rip us off in any way, just doing it for the sake of doing it. Isn't that
weird?
That's
so weird that they came out with that email though and said, hey, click on this too. Here's some, like, it's funny that when they changed it, that's when the email came out to say,
No. It was it's a notification, like a push notification on the front of her phone.
Yeah, sorry, push notification.
Yeah,
like, that's why it's otherwise, would you have noticed that?
until we logged in again.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, she gets them all the time from Netflix. Mm. The only reason she knew something was up because instead
said,
of, hey, Carly, it was, hey, MF-er.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to know, what's happened to you when you got hacked? Was it hardcore? Was it awful? Did it ruin your life? I mean, let's hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But maybe it was just one of these ones where they just hacked in just to be like, hey,
you think you're secure, but you're not.
I've got Stacey from Lara. Stacey, what happened when you got hacked?
So I woke up one morning and I got an email saying that my Netflix account had been changed. So someone had hacked my Netflix account, changed the subscription to the highest subscription that was at the time, added all of these extra profiles onto my account and changed all the names.
Okay. They didn't do that to us. Although, I don't know, maybe we should just check what level of membership. I think we already
had.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you, Stacey. I think we already had the top level one, but that's neither here nor there. So that's
weird. Well, it was just myself that needed it. So I just had the lowest one with just one account.
Yeah.
So I had to go and contact Netflix and they changed it all back. So there wasn't any repercussions for me, thankfully. But
I just ask something for the both of you while you're both here? Were your passwords very easy? Was it like password 123? Was that what yours was? You don't have to give the exact password, Stacey, but was it a really easy password?
No, it was something that had no mention of me. There was nothing. My passwords are have nothing to do with me, so you can't even be like, oh, Stacey likes like my first animal or something. No, it won't. Nothing like that.
Okay, all right.
Mother's maiden name. No, so yeah, Carly's was a password that was an old one that she'd used for many years.
Yes.
So I think that's part of the problem. Mm. We've got our favourite jerk on the line too. I mean, jerky guy from Fat V Jerky. It's Tony. Morning, Tony.
Okay, guys, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Yours was a little more serious, your hacking, or kind of, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a little, I suppose. So I had to send off some paperwork to Centrelink, I think it was, and a couple of weeks later I got a text message from the bank saying that was I in all these countries basically at the same time? So I said no. So that was, my cards were cancelled. That wasn't too big of a deal, but one of the transactions was for some weapons. because I had a top secret clearance at the time, I think ASIO got involved and contacted Department of Defence, because then I had all sorts of explaining to do to the CO, and it was quite fun for the next 6 months.
And these were dodgy weapons over in the States, weren't they?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
What? I know your jerky's like a weapon on the bum. I've heard that, but I never thought you'd be associated with hard arms dealing.
just this once.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'll take the extra spicy jerky and a couple of machine guns, if you don't mind. AK-47.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.